This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Allie's out this week, just Gibbons and I. What a...
Oh my God, Becky.
All right, Becky's involved. My tea is here.
I don't know if you heard over the weekend, Riggs, it actually dropped yesterday, that Scooter Braun, Justin Bieber and Ariana Grande's manager,
right,
has bought Big Machine label, Taylor Swift's old record label for
Big Machine
for $300 million.
That's crazy. I know somebody that used to work for Big Machine Records. Well, James Marsh.
Well, guess what?
Nice guy.
Taylor Swift was on that label, and she is not happy. Why, you ask?
Why?
Because with this purchase now, Scooter Braun is going to own all of Taylor Swift's master recordings.
Really?
Now, in the record industry, the masters are where all the money is made with the master recordings.
Yeah.
Like, way back in the day, the Beatles, right, the biggest group ever, they had to master their masters, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then Michael Jackson went and bought their masters out from under them, and then started putting Beatles music in, like, Apple commercials, and they were like, no! So now Taylor Swift is pissed because she has a big beef with Scooter Braun. You know, with the whole Kim Kardashian, Kanye West secret recording of her phone call back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
And then Justin Bieber posted a photo on Instagram right after that happened. And it was Justin Bieber's face. And it was a picture of him FaceTiming Kanye and Scooter Braun. And Taylor was mad. She came out. Here's what she said.
What did Taylor say?
She's not happy.
Oh, God.
She learned about it when everyone else learned about it. There was no call. She said, I learned about Scooter Braun buying my masters just when everyone else did. He announced to the world, all I could think of was the incessant manipulative bullying I've received at his hands for years. She brings up all the Kanye stuff, all the Justin stuff.
Yeah.
She posted that photo of Bieber FaceTiming with Kanye and Scooter and said, circle Scooter's face. This is Scooter Braun bullying me on social media when I was at my lowest point. He's about to own all the music I've ever made. She's saying he's done all this stuff to dismantle her legacy, and now he's in charge of her legacy. He's got all of her masters. He's the man, and she's not happy.
I have two thoughts about this, Gibbons.
Okay.
Two.
One.
First one, who owned these master recordings before that transaction happened with them? That's my question. I'm wondering who owned them before. Did Taylor Swift own them and then they seized the rights and they took them from her? Because I doubt that's how it happened. I think somebody had the master recordings,
mm-hmm.
and whenever Scooter Braun bought the record label, he got all of their property, essentially.
Yeah. And but Taylor's going, you didn't give me the opportunity to buy my own masters back. You just went and sold them out from under me.
Right.
Now, the label has come out and said, we gave you an opportunity. Your dad is very big in the label. Your dad has known about this for like a week or two.
That's what I'm saying. Did they give her an opportunity and she didn't know about it? Somebody, one of her people didn't tell her. I don't know what happened. I'm just playing the other side. Now, the other side of that, Taylor Swift is incredibly powerful in the music industry.
Yeah.
If Taylor Swift blinks the right way, Taylor Swift has taken down a radio DJ,
yep.
which rightfully so, because the guy was a douche, because
mm-hmm.
he grabbed her butt.
Yes.
Taylor Swift has taken on like streaming stuff. Remember when she refused to be on any streaming
uh-huh.
platforms like Apple Music and Spotify and all that stuff?
Yeah.
She did reform for artists so they would get a better fair cut from streaming.
Oh, she's great.
She changed that.
Yeah.
So if she wants to do something, she could very well leave, buy her all of her crap, all of her music back. Not crap saying her music is bad, but all of her stuff back. And then start her own record label and give them a giant inflatable middle finger and send it to their front office. She could do that. She's that big and powerful in the music business. So
I see you saying that.
I think she's fine either way.
But I could see Scooter Braun, based on their history, Scooter Braun maybe holding the masters and going, no, I have them now. They're mine.
Who cares? Nobody's going to pay $75 a ticket to see Scooter Braun perform somewhere.
Very true.
People are going to pay money to see Taylor Swift perform.
And now
people aren't going to buy a Scooter Braun t-shirt. People are going to buy a Taylor Swift t-shirt. They're not going to buy a Scooter Braun lunchbox. They're going to buy a Taylor Swift lunchbox. She holds that power. Nobody cares about Scooter Braun except anybody in the industry world. So if she burns a bridge with Scooter Braun, who cares? She doesn't need Scooter Braun.
She does, though, because he now controls all the music she's ever made. But this could lead to a rebirth of sorts.
Yeah.
Much like we saw from Kesha. Remember when Kesha went on tour last year or the year before?
Yeah.
She went to the rave.
Yeah.
And you heard all the Kesha songs, but they were all remixed
yes.
and done differently because
somebody else on the masters.
Yep. So yeah. we could see like Taylor Swift remixes, all the T-Swift songs you know and love, done differently. a different version of Rebirth. So this could be glass half full at the end of the day.
Remember, didn't Dr. Dre do that at one point? He handed Oliver all of his stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then he started the aftermath, and then he was huge. Remember with that?
Uh-huh.
Remember what happened to Dr. Dre? His little guy named Dr. Dre?
Well, you forgot about Dre.
Nobody forgot about Dre.
Well, let's
but remember what happened to him?
He gave up
a bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he started over and was amazing. So maybe she does the same thing. She's like, fine, you can have my old stuff. I'm taking all my new stuff.
If anyone can do it, it's our girl,
yes.
T-Swizzle.
She's young enough, too. She could do it.
Mm-hmm. Team T-Swift, baby. Yes. Team T-Swift.
Yes. It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Riggs and Allie. So this week it's just Gibbons and I.
Y'all.
Just the two of us. Just the boys. The boys, the
mm-hmm.
fellas. Do you have good news to start the day, Gibbons?
I have great news to start the day.
What is that?
My porch is mosquito-free, mosquito-proof, and I think based on the precautions we've taken, my entire block is mosquito-free mosquito-proof.
Really?
Yep.
How so?
You know the big tiki torches that people put up in their front yards or backyards, wherever they're going to hang out and they don't want mosquitoes?
Yes.
We have two of those. Now, I don't know what I did to make this happen, but we have two of those tiki torches where the flame is, without exaggeration, a foot and a half high.
Oh, you have so much fluid in there.
Oh, do I? Okay.
Did you pour a full bottle in there? Or is the wick really long? How'd you get it to be so huge? That's awesome.
I filled it up to the line it told me to.
Yes.
The wick is maybe a half an inch to 3/4 inch out.
Yeah.
So I think it's all fine. I don't know where I air quotes messed up, because to me it's awesome.
Uh-huh.
But the flames are so high and there's so much repellent going out that A, it stinks, but B, there's no mosquitoes.
None?
Anywhere.
No. That's
none.
Awesome. Plus, if you're on a second level, you're high up and you're high enough up already.
Uh-huh.
They're not going to be up there. They're going to be down by the ground and the bushes and everything.
Oh, no.
No?
If you don't light those bad boys, they're out there. But the second that flame goes on,
oh yeah,
they're gone.
I got one of those electric candle things. Those little electric lamp things,
yes,
at Costco. I'm going to see if it works this week. You haven't got a chance to try it yet. Haven't had a chance to set it up outside yet.
You know what we used to do?
What?
When we were kids, Riggs, you might have too. We had one of those lights in the backyard.
Yeah.
And we would pick it up and chase and just run around the yard with it open and just see how many bugs we could get in and just hear it as they went, because we were little crazy kids.
Oh.
Nothing better than the zzz of a mosquito, a little zap, you know?
My good news is that I got some burb stuff done this weekend.
Oh, yeah? Like
I
what?
Had, well, I got to listen to some poison.
Oh, dude!
In the garage. While I was painting some trim, I was adulting so hard this weekend.
I would say I had no idea about this.
Yeah.
But I got to see this secondhand, because your wife went on her Instagram story.
Yeah.
And goes into your garage, and I think this was on playing in the background.
Oh, yes.
And you're just painting like every Franklin dude on a Saturday or Sunday afternoon.
I pulled up an 80s hairband playlist in my garage. I didn't have anything to do Saturday morning except paint some trim, because adulting, that's why.
Yes.
And I got it done because I'm getting my new windows installed in like a couple weeks. The last couple windows that I'm having installed.
Hell yeah.
I had to paint some trim for it, and I got it done. So that's my good news, because it's been sitting in my garage undone for literally 2 months. That's been my holdup.
Dude.
I haven't had time to do it.
Hey.
So now I find the time to make the time and paint trim. And I'm an old suburban guy now. That's awesome. It's great.
This is Poison, right?
I'm signing to it, yes.
Speaking of painting trim, me and the lead singer of this band, we're Eskimo Brothers.
Oh, Brett Michaels, eh?
Me and Brett Michaels are Eskimo Bros, yeah.
Nice.
We both hooked up with the same penthouse pet of the year way back in the day.
I don't know whether to applaud or send you to the clinic for an STD test. One of the two.
Hey, either one works. Right?
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Yes, 103.7 Kiss FM, Riggs and Allie. So there's what's called free agency and things like that in the NBA, and the Milwaukee Bucks had a pretty historic run this past year going for the NBA Finals, making it to the Eastern Conference Finals.
So close.
So close. But still an amazing run, and people are curious, what's going to happen? Are they going to have the same kick-ass team that they had this season? Are they as they did last year, Gibbons? What's the update?
Okay, we've got a loss, but we've got some major gains, and we're keeping a couple people.
Okay, what's the loss first? Get that out of the way.
We lost Malcolm Brogdon. Okay, he didn't die or anything. He signed with the Indiana Pacers, I think 4 years, $84 million. He got his payday. Yeah,
that's bittersweet. That's my hometown. But I don't like the Pacers. I'm on the team. I'm the Bucks now.
Mm-hmm. And we were wondering, are we going to re-sign Chris Middleton? Because he was like, the Robin to Giannis's Batman.
Yes.
We've re-signed him, 7 years, $158 million.
Good.
Which means The richest contract in Bucks history now belongs to Chris Middleton.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Good for Chris Middleton.
Yep. Another big thing, we were like, are they going to re-sign Brook Lopez? Because Brook Lopez was a major game changer, hitting all those threes and stuff. Signed him, 4 years, $52 million.
Yeah.
And Riggs, what's better than one Brook Lopez?
What's that?
Two Brook Lopez's. Kinda. Okay, he has a twin brother who's in the league as well. We're going to sign his twin brother, Robin, as well. So we're going to have the Lopez twins.
The Lopez twins.
And dude, they're badass. Where Robin is really good, or Brook is really good offensively with all the threes and stuff. His brother, Robin, is really good defensively.
You
literally bring him in when you need one to score, one to defense.
Brook Lopez, he's a tall, dark gentleman, I'm going to say. Mm-hmm. Right now, if I was picking a dodgeball team, he'd be one of my first picks, I think.
You know
what?
He'd
be a strong dodgeball player, I think.
I would pick his brother, Robin.
Would you?
I'm sure that's what they did all throughout school. I got Brooke. All right, well, I got Robin. All right, let's just go and
Let's get the guy from the Bucks on the horn, see if we can arrange a Bucks dodgeball tournament with the Lopez brothers heading up both the teams.
Riggs, we couldn't get a tour of Pfizer for him. You think we're going to be able to get two of the players in here in the studio? No, come on.
Oh, that's right.
Come on, man. Don't be crazy.
And in good news for the Brewers,
yeah,
sending four of their guys to the All-Stars. We did talk about Christian Yelich, who, of course, is going to Cleveland for the All-Star game. And then the other three were...
You got it?
I don't.
Oh, Grandal.
Yes, Grandal.
Josh Hader and Mike Moustakas. I love when Moose comes up the back. People go, why are they booing him? Like, when I have friends in town, they go, why are they booing this guy?
They're not booing him. They're saying Moose. Are they saying Boo Earns? Or Boons?
Go Brewers.
Go Brewers.
Go Bucks.
Bucks, yes. Mm-hmm.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Allie's out this week. Gibbons, what up?
So, in the hours before Nipsey Hussle was shot dead 10 times while out front of his pop-up shop in L.A., he apparently had a run-in with the guy, Eric Holder, who shot him. And he told Eric Holder, yo, man, word on the street is that you're snitching. So I just want to let you know that the word on the street is that you're snitching.
On what?
Snitching on some gang relations, you know, because Nipsey has his past.
Yeah.
Apparently the conversation, and this is according to an attorney, the district attorney of L.A., apparently the conversation had something to do with Nipsey Hussle telling Mr. Holder that, again, word on the street was that he was snitching. The conversation wasn't particularly intense. It was not particularly belligerent. But then a couple hours later, this dude comes back. He not only then shoots Nipsey Hussle 10 times, Nipsey falls to the ground and says, you got me. This is what, according to eyewitness reports. Then the guy goes and steps on Nipsey's head, kicks him in the head for good measure. After shooting him 10 times outside of Nipsey Hussle's pop-up shop, where Nipsey's doing good things for the community. He had a troubled childhood, a troubled early adulthood.
Yeah.
He found his way through the gang life. He's one of music's highest rising stars.
Turned himself around. He was a positive role model in the hip-hop community.
Goosebumps. Doing well in the community.
Yeah.
Tells this guy, hey, man, let me think logically here. If Nipsey's a guy who was a gangster who has cleaned himself up, maybe he's telling this guy, Eric Holder, yo, dude, I just want to let you know for your safety, people are saying you might be snitching. So for yours, I got goosebumps. This just came to me. Let me help you.
He's trying to help him.
Help, dude, get off the streets. They're saying you're a snitch. You're probably not a snitch.
He sees it as a threat.
Who's going to say I'm snitching? Well, screw this. And then that just came to me now. And that's probably, it could have been how it went down.
Very well could have been.
That just sucks 15 times from Sunday. You know, Nipsey's helping himself. He's helping the community. He's probably trying to help this guy stay out of trouble. And what's he get for all of that help? 10 bullets, a guy steps on his head, kills him in cold blood while Nipsey's just trying to help.
Sad, man.
Dude.
Sad stuff.
I didn't put that all together until this very moment. And now I'm more bummed out than I was a minute ago, which I was totally bummed out because you love seeing people, a local guy done good.
Why aren't you in forensics, Gibbons? You painted a great picture of the whole thing.
Between me and forensics and FBI Alley with the investigations, we should start our own crime lab.
Right.
Actually, no, we shouldn't. That'd be terrible for everybody involved. Let's be real. Come on. You don't want to put us in any power.
No, you don't.
R.I.P. Nipsey.
R.I.P.
Riggs and Alley.
It's Riggs and Alley.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Alley. Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Alley. 799-1037, or you can always text us to 71037. We have kind of an interesting job, Gibbons.
Yeah, unique, interesting for sure.
And when you go out to public, sometimes you meet people that may not know what you do for a living, and they say, you know, what do you do for work, or how do you spend your free time? And I'm always curious, how do people explain their job? Like, how do you explain what you do? Because some people have different types of jobs. Like, I had a friend that worked in an office building, and she files paperwork for a insurance company. Like, that's all that she does, but she works from home.
Yeah.
So she works like third shift. So she'll start working at like midnight until 7 a.m. and she has to process these medical papers overnight when there's less traffic and there's less people being processed through the medical system.
And she does it all from home?
She does it all from home and she does it all overnight. But I was like, how do you explain that to people? She goes, I'm an overnight paperwork processor. That's all that I do.
Quick, simple, but to the point.
I was like, I go, can't you do that at any time of the day? She goes, well, I could, but they prefer that I do it on the overnights because that's when people aren't accessing the information as much.
True, there's less paperwork coming in, so there's more of a lull to be able to get it all out there.
That's when they want to do the lull. And she does it for a huge branch of medical people, like in all this. She's got a lot of information that she's controlling. So
yeah.
I was like, that's an interesting thing, how you explain what you do for a living. So how would you explain, like, how do you explain what you do for a living? Like, our job is pretty simple, so what do you say, Gibbons?
People will be like, so, like, you're on the radio, what are you, just talking? I go, no, it's a lot more than just talking, okay? Right. I tell fart jokes for a living, and I giggle.
You say that?
100%.
To people?
To anyone who will be like, so, like, give me, like, the ins. Like, what's it really like being on the radio? And I go, you want the real dirt? You want to know what goes on really behind the scenes, the craziest? And they go,
yeah,
yep. I tell fart jokes and I giggle. Really? I go, listen to any show. You're going to hear lowbrow humor and me giggling, which is pretty much the job in a nutshell.
That is.
Lowbrow humor.
So 799-1037, or you can just text real quick to 71037. How do you, and you can keep it brief, how do you describe your job to people? So what is your job? Are you an accounting processor or whatever? Are you a lawyer? I defend good people. I defend bad people. Well, are you a prosecutor? Are you, I don't know.
How do you describe our job to your friends?
I just say I talk on the radio for a living.
Quick.
That's it.
That's as literal as you can get.
That's as literal as I can get.
I talk on the radio for a living. Yeah, so that's
like,
what I do.
Jokes. Then they start asking questions, and then they have, well, what time do you get up in the morning? What time do you get off during the day? Do you really like the people you work with? Really get along?
It must be nice getting off work at 10 a.m., getting in at 5 and getting done at 10 a.m. That's got to be great. Just
no, it's actually a taxing on the body.
Yeah, right?
Mentally and physically.
Dude, we got some text at 71037.
Yes.
I drive forklift for a cheese plant in Oostburg, and I drive about 150,000 pounds of cheese a night from a cooler into a production room, and that's in just 8 hours. That's one person, one day, 150,000 pounds
Holy
of cheese.
Holy hell. That's a lot of cheese.
Wisconsin is the cheese capital of the world for a reason. And if we're not officially named the cheese capital of the world, I just made it so. I mean, holy crap, dude.
Oh, my goodness. We have people calling in as well.
Somebody said, when I was a garbage man, I would always say I was a, quote, sanitation engineer.
I've heard that before.
I got a couple of relatives back in Jersey who work in, sanitation engineering, too, if you know what I'm saying.
Ah.
Little waste management, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, you know what I mean?
Ah, yes. I had a friend in high school that said he was a drug dealer, but he called himself a recreational pharmacist.
I knew a couple of that. We called them street pharmacists as well.
Right. I was like, yeah, so you're a drug dealer. Oh, I'm a street pharmacist.
No, man, no big deal. Wait. Texas 71037. I'm a glorified babysitter, aka a retail manager.
Oh, really?
Oh, 100%. Dude, you've worked in retail, right?
Yes.
And it's so true. You get the sales managers who are in like their late 20s, early 30s. They got to take care, and I'm using literal, take care of all the other employees who are like kids 18, 19, 20.
Yes, when you're a shift manager over all those people.
Glorified babysitter.
Uh-huh.
I got to make sure you get your quotas.
Right.
Someone said, I'm a certified veterinary technician. I tell people I'm a badass nurse for animals.
Hell yeah.
Those people are, they're all about it because they get bit and clawed by animals all day long. They just take it.
I'm a glorified carny, a pyrotechnic technician setting up shooting fireworks. I work several jobs. It sounds like you're a carny.
Yeah.
And that sounds pretty awesome.
Hell yes, dude.
You have small hands and you smell like cabbage. That's according to an Austin Powers movie,
it's
if you've seen that before.
It's funny because it's true.
Are we getting people calling in?
We'll take them blind. All right, let's see what we got here. Kiss
Rolling
FM.
Into it. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this? Oh, damn it, that guy called in. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who are you?
Amanda.
Amanda. So what do you do for a living?
I'm an EMT
okay.
in Milwaukee County, but I usually explain it to people as I go into people's houses all hours of the night and day, whisk them away to cold buildings with bright lights where they get probed.
Jeez. But I mean, from a literal sense, that's...
It's very true. That's what you do.
That's what I do. Yeah.
That is what you do.
And I also show up and take your drunk uncle to the hospital. Right. That's my job.
Yeah, it is.
Can I ask you a quick...
24 hours a day, twice a week, and 12-hour shifts in between.
I had a run-in with an EMT a while back. We had a medical emergency with Mama G.
Yeah.
The EMTs show up. We get Mama G on the girder. And then they asked me to help carry Mama G out. Was that poor practice on their part?
No. No, that's common. If we feel like it's going to be unsafe for the patient and we might drop them, we usually ask family to help.
Really?
It kind of calms the patient down.
Oh, it's so nice for her to look up there and go, Ryan, you're carrying me? Where are you taking me? You're going to the morgue, Mom. We're going to the morgue.
It's your fault, not mine.
If you drop her, it's your... Oh, okay, okay. Because for 10 years, I've wondered if that was the right idea for them to do, the right thing for them to do. And
yeah.
Finally get
an EMT. Was that in Jersey or was that here?
No, this is back in New Jersey.
Oh, well, that's New Jersey.
And I was
here. Here we're Wisconsin strong. We're
yeah, right. We can
here,
pump so our own gas in Wisconsin. We don't need some Guido to pump our gas for us.
When you're yeah. right, you're right. I mean, come on.
Thanks for calling in. Appreciate you listening this morning.
Bye.
EMT is doing a good work out there. Good morning, Kiss FM. Yeah, who's right. this?
Amanda.
Amanda.
Yeah.
All right. What do you
not
do for work?
Amanda that just called.
Yeah. What do you do for work then?
I import and export things that go boom.
Hmm. All right. You import and export things that go boom.
Now, that's what you tell people. Can we get a little bit of a little more explanation there? Because my mind is going 1,000 miles a minute trying to figure out exactly what it is you do.
That's the whole point.
I know.
All right, so.
I import and export.
Fireworks?
Class 8 hazard, certified hazardous goods.
Oh, my God.
Certified Class A hazardous goods?
Right.
Class 8.
Ooh.
Yeah, those 9 classes of hazardous goods. So we mostly do 8. So.
Is 1 through 8, does that go from like least hazardous to most hazardous?
It kind of goes from, okay, you can touch it and breathe it in to, oh my God, your face is melting off like Indiana Jones.
Ooh, so you handle the 8 stuff?
Yeah.
The face melting stuff? Dude. Oh my God, this is badass. I have questions.
Face melting stuff.
Oh, okay. I have questions for you. So people can mail this stuff?
Well, people can't mail it, but it goes into, various everyday products and whatnot, you know, like your resins and your hardeners for like your flooring and your electronic devices. A lot of electronics have the stuff in it as well. So
Class 8, that's awesome.
Whoa.
You are a badass, man.
I feel like we're talking to somebody very important.
Yeah, I know. I feel like we're talking about secret government things when it's probably totally normal.
I wish, man. That pays so much.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Hey, thanks for calling in. Appreciate you listening this morning. Yeah, that's how you describe what you do.
Man.
Handling explosives and recreational pharmaceuticals. Those are my 2 favorite ones we learned today.
But let's not forget.
Yeah.
Fart jokes
yes.
and giggles.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's you.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. 4th of July this week. It's odd that it's in the middle of the week, right?
Yeah.
It's weird when you got the 4th in the middle of the week.
Ugh.
Then you get either forced to take a couple days off or you just have a random, what is it?
Thursday,
yeah, random Thursday off, mm-hmm. which, okay, sure, we'll take it. Come back in, 4-day work week, whatever. But they've recalled a bunch of fireworks just in time for the 4th of July. Do you buy your own fireworks? Have you done this before?
Dude, I've never lived somewhere where they were A, illegal, or A, legal, and B, so readily accessible.
Yeah.
Back in Jersey, we had to like know a guy who knew a guy who knew a guy to get the good stuff.
Well, you can buy them because you know where the firework shops are in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
But where you can set them off... That's on like a municipality basis. Like some places you can set them off, other places you can't.
So
some places it's frowned upon.
So at midnight on a Saturday on Grant Street in West Dallas. You think
probably
that was
not?
Because that's what happened over the weekend.
Okay.
I
really
got back from Summerfest Saturday night. Saw Jimmy Eat World. And I'm walking my dogs at like 12:30,
oh
and somebody literally in the middle of the street lighting off fireworks. 12:30 at night.
Now. Come on now.
That's a little much.
A little bit, especially before the 4th.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you did, I think you're fine. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, like through the weekend doing fireworks. I think that's one thing.
Yeah.
today or yesterday or over the weekend? Come on.
No,
it wasn't
no.
even July yet over the weekend.
There's got to be. I think today starts the you're allowed to, like, the 1st of July through, like, the 8th of July. The week-long 4th of July celebration.
The 7 days of America.
It's America's independence, damn it, Riggs. Yeah. Come on.
Well, the fireworks that got recalled, there's like 38,000 recalled fireworks
Holy
that are considered overloaded by government standards. So they could, like, explode and cause serious injury because they're packed full of the gunpowder and everything.
Oh.
So the ones included are, they're called Dog Rules from Patriot Pyrotechnics or Bill's Fireworks. Keystone G-Force Artillery Shells.
Oh, my God.
The GS Fireworks Artillery Shells. And Grandma's Fireworks. Apparently, Grandma has some fireworks of her own.
If I can't light off Grandma's fireworks, this isn't a world I want to be in. Come on.
If I know anything about Grandma, she always adds a little bit of extra something to it. So Grandma's fireworks are probably the bomb.
Oh, I see what you did there.
It's Dad Joke Monday. Sorry.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Time now for Hell to the No. It's like when you're in your garage and you haven't really done any cleaning out of your garage and you find a hornet's nest.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I am thankful
to past Riggs for purchasing Wasp Killer. It also worked for the hornets that were building a nice little nest in the corner of my garage.
Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah. I was glad I have the old ones. Glad I have the old spray, so I was able to right away clean it out.
Sucks.
But, yeah, it was terrifying because I was like, if I disturb this thing, I'm going to die.
Did you run, like, did you discover it? Run inside, throw on, like, a hazmat suit, and then run back out? Because I would want all of me covered, like, all of my body covered for
Gibbons,
sure.
Gibbons, I saw it, and I froze because it was, like, a little hole, like, in the corner of my garage. That I don't know how they got in. I don't know how they were doing it like that. I have no idea. But I froze, and I walked very slowly backwards.
Oh, my God.
Back to the little door that led back into my house.
Uh-huh.
Very quietly went into the house, and I grabbed this spray that kills those type of insects, and I tiptoed back out into the garage, slowly closing the door behind me, and I squirted the crap out of those hornets, and I killed them.
Hell yeah. That's a hell to the yes.
That is a hell yeah.
God, yes. The lead in that you, like, I can't even talk.
I moved
so
slow. I didn't want to even say anything. I was like, if they hear me breathing...
Man.
And maybe their visual acuity is based on movement, much like the Tyrannosaurus Rex in the Jurassic Park movies.
Oh, God.
Hell no to the hornets, bro.
Ooh, I got anxiety just thinking about that, man. You're crazy.
I'm glad I saved it from that. That could have been disastrous.
You ain't lying, dude.
799-1037, or you can just pop us text to 71037. Someone said, I went on an adult-only weekend to Six Flags, and it got rained out. Ah. Probably a lot of planning went into that.
Yeah.
Because you got to give everybody's schedules aligned over the weekend. People have kids.
Duh.
They got to get sitters.
Mm-hmm.
They got to get everything lined up.
And then Mother Nature's like, not this time.
Another text is 71037. When someone is driving so slow, you go into the next lane and they do too, but they don't use their turn signals and they have a back light out. Hell to the no.
Oh, come on.
People. Use your signals for the love of God. When your iPhone starts calling 911 and you were just trying to put news on your alarm and the cops show up at your door.
Oh, my.
Hell to the no.
What do you.
Because, like. What do you do? It was an accident.
But you can't blame it on the kids. Like, oh, my kid here must have dialed 911. I didn't mean to. Like, that's on you, bruh.
I met a guy at the gym. He has one of those Apple Watches.
Yeah.
If you hold it down, the button on the side of the Apple Watch, it'll call 911.
What?
His watch called 911 from work. The cops showed up at his office and they had to be like, somebody called 911. We just have to check it out. They check out every call. They'll investigate it.
Oh, my God.
Which makes me feel good that they're looking into the actual calls to seeing if it was someone in distress.
But still, your Apple Watch calling 911?
He's trying to give TPS reports to his boss, and the cops are knocking on his door asking about his Apple Watch.
Oh, we got a text to 71037 for Hell to the Knob.
Yes.
When you run into a girl you know from your gym out at a bar and get to talking and find out that you both hooked up with the same personal trainer and that he was using the exact same lines verbatim to get us to sleep with him.
And now that personal trainer heard this, and he's got to get new material now.
Awkward! Yeah, right? Oh, man, that sucks.
Thanks for the calls and the texts. 103.7 KISS FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Yeah. Well, Allie's out for the week. It's just Gibbons and I.
Pride Week, or Pride Month, rather, ended July 1st.
Yes.
But before it could end officially, we had a major KISS artist come out and kind of come out of the closet.
Yep.
Who first of all, I don't want to tell you who without having you guess, Riggs. Who do you think it was?
Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson is not a major KISS artist, so it wasn't him.
I changed my mind. Who is it then?
It was the one, the only, the artist of the year in my eyes, Lil Nas X.
Lil Nas X?
Mm-hmm. He posted on Twitter, quote, "Some of y'all already know. Some of y'all don't care. Some of y'all not gonna F with me no more. But before this month ends, I want y'all to closely listen to Closure," which is a song of his.
Yeah.
Followed by a rainbow emoji, a heart eye emoji, and a star emoji. Now, if you look at the lyrics of Closure, the song of his, he says in the lyrics, "Ain't no more acting. Man, that forecast say I should just let me grow.
Yeah.
No more red light for me, baby. Only green. I gotta go.
Good.
Pack my past up in the back. Oh, let my future take a hold. This is what I gotta do. Can't be regretting it when I'm old."
Good.
So he's come out, and then he said, if you look a little closely on the cover of his EP, he's like, I'm surprised no one noticed this. The cover of his EP, in the distance, it's the skyline of Chicago.
Yeah.
One of the buildings has a rainbow flag on it, which is the symbol for gay pride.
Yeah. LGBTQ.
Mm-hmm, exactly. I mean, and then he spent the next couple hours retweeting fans, talking to fans about what had happened. I mean, just out there with it.
I didn't have to come out as straight. He shouldn't have to come out as gay. It doesn't matter.
Exactly.
He's a good artist. Mm-hmm. Who cares of who he sleeps with, who he goes home with at night, who he shares a bed with.
I don't care. Has no bearing
on his music. Good for him.
Also, over the weekend, did you see who he performed with?
No. Now, Lil Nas X?
You've seen Lil Nas X with Billy Ray Cyrus, because obviously he's on the remix of the song.
Well, yeah.
But Miley, Billy Ray's daughter, did a show overseas over the weekend at some festival.
Oh, Glastonbury. That's right. That was huge.
And she brought out Billy Ray and Lil Nas X.
Really?
And did some Old Town Road. It was lit, fam. It was lit. Miley had one of the greatest sets of her entire life at this festival over the weekend. If you didn't see it online, look it up. It's amazing.
Yeah, Glastonbury is like the Coachella of like London, I think, kind of.
But it
like,
doesn't
they,
compare.
Or the UK. I think they do it in the UK.
America's
somewhere
better.
Over there. I don't know.
But
it is,
I mean,
it is better in America.
Lil Nas X out of the closet, performed with Miley Cyrus over the weekend. And now one of the biggest artists on the planet, where 6 months ago we'd have been like, Lil Nas who?
Right?
Huh?
Exactly, yeah.
When he first came out like as an artist, I thought he was Nas, the rapper's son. I'm like,
who
knew
11-year-old doing TikTok videos of him would get him such notoriety?
Right. Hey, the check is cash, baby.
Either way.
Still good.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Even if you have just gotten out of bed, he can get inside of your head. Gibbons the Great will not dilly-dally. Not here he is with Riggs and Allie.
Oh. All right. Gibbons the Great walks into the studio with 63 wins, 12 losses. If you think you can stump him, well, we play every single morning around the same time. You just think of somebody famous, and he can guess exactly who you're thinking of. Intern hungover achiever. Who claims she's not hungover this morning?
I am not this morning.
All right, well, are you ready to take on Gibbons the Great this morning?
Yes.
You think it's somebody famous?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Come on in, Gibbons the Great.
Hey!
Hey.
I'm back up in here.
Yep.
It's a beautiful Monday morning.
Uh-huh.
Feeling funky, feeling free, and ready to stump this bumba clot over here.
I'll be nice to our intern hungover achiever. She went ham last night, so she's a little rough this morning.
What else is new?
She's a little rough this morning. Gibbons the Great versus intern hungover achiever. Let's go.
All right. Are you thinking of a female?
No.
Is this a human being?
Yes.
Maybe you're thinking of someone who really exists?
Yes.
Could this be a creator of music, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Are you thinking maybe of a rapper?
Nope.
Could this person be maybe older than 40?
Nope.
On your mind, is there someone who is a member of a famous band?
Yeah.
Maybe you got a Korean person on your brain?
Nope.
Is this person's band with five people?
Nope.
Okay. Are you thinking of a character maybe who is married?
Yes.
Okay, I've put a ring on it. Could this be somebody who was in something ever that's been produced by Disney?
Yes.
Okay. Are you thinking of a character maybe who has a brother older than himself?
Yep.
Maybe you're thinking of someone who is the youngest member in their group?
Nope.
Is this person's hair curly?
Kind of.
Is this maybe the oldest sibling in their family?
Nope.
You thinking of somebody from Jumanji?
Nope.
Okay.
Is this the leader of a group, perhaps?
Some could say.
The leader of a group, all right.
Has this person been in multiple groups?
Yes.
Oh, me got it here.
Multiple groups,
We wanted to have a little bit of fun and not just put her down like this, okay? But I got to clear up the crystal ball and let you know.
Uh-huh.
You'll be thinking of a Joe bro, Mr. Joe Jonas.
Yeah.
That it was?
Yeah.
Joe Jonas? That'd be right. Yeah.
Nice.
Let me tell you one thing you're going to learn about this internship. Things you're going to learn in here, okay? One thing you're going to learn, radio is tough.
It's not.
Another thing you're going to learn, you can't stop Gibbons are great, you bumbaclot. Yeah. Both your bumbaclots tried and failed to stop Mr. Gibbons are great.
By the way, Jonas Brothers will be in town September 17th at Fiserv Forum. You can win tickets at 1037kissfm.com.
Segway like a mall cop
that's
there.
Right, bro, that's right.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Bro.
Yeah.
First Summerfest weekend is in the books.
It is.
And it was one for the ages.
Hell yeah, it was, man.
Riggs.
Yes.
You went and saw Lonely Island on Friday God. Night. And you didn't just see them because the crowd was crazy.
Yes.
You saw them like up close and personal.
I saw them in the front row, Gibbons.
Yeah, how'd that happen? How'd that go? Like, give me the scoop.
We were giving away front row wristbands here at the station, right? DJ GA was hooking them up.
Uh-huh.
I think a couple weeks ago, front row wristbands to the Lonely Island. Now, for these Miller Lite Oasis shows, I'm not sure how they do it at other stages because I've only experienced this at the Miller Lite stage.
Mm-hmm.
There are two little front row area sections. One for just wristband holders from Summerfest that they give away for promotions and concerts like contests like that.
Uh-huh.
And the other side is for Miller Lite because there's the little Miller Lite kind of Oasis area
yes.
where they have the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a little front entrance there with
yeah.
Miller Lite people. We were down in that area. That's where we thought we had to enter. But no, that was the Miller Lite entrance.
Okay.
One of the people from the Miller Lite staff recognized me and J-Matt and were like, hey, we know you guys are with KISS. And I said, this is a cool area. How do we get tickets down there? Those little wristbands.
Yeah.
She was like, we were doing contests. They had like a hole-in-one, like a mini putt thing where they were
really?
Giving, yeah, they were giving away stuff in that Miller Lite Oasis.
Oh, that's awesome.
So they were giving away access. They gave some to clients. And they said, if we have some left over around like 9:45 before the band goes on, we'll let you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she walks over at 9:45 and she goes, I'm not handing you anything. Wink, wink. And was able to hook us up.
Oh!
So, props to the Miller Lite lady for hooking us up. Got us down into the front where we saw the Lonely Island come on stage. It was awesome. Really good show. They have this whole Bash Brothers thing they've done on Netflix with Mark McGuire and Jose Canseco. Where
uh-huh.
they did a rap album back in the 90s
uh-huh.
or whatever. It's a parody movie, like 30-minute documentary spoof thing. They're doing the song, I'm Jose!
And the Lonely
and
Island's
I'm
doing
Mark,
the song,
yes.
right? Okay.
And then, as they're doing this song, Jose Canseco walks out with a tank top on. The real Jose Canseco.
No way.
Hat on, holding a baseball bat, coming out like he's going to beat these guys up. And they're like, no, Mr. Canseco, don't beat us up. We were just joking. He was like, I'm going to show you how to really do it. And he comes out and he's like, they call me Jose.
Oh my God.
And the crowd lost it. And then, of course, at the end, because, go ahead.
Now, while Lonely Island's on stage at the Miller Lite Oasis
yes,
stage...
next to it at the Harley stage...
is T-Pain.
Yeah.
Now, I heard a rumor, Riggs, that T-Pain's set got done a little bit before Lonely Island's set, and then as soon as his set got over, the crowd started chanting.
Yeah.
T-Pain.
Oh, yeah.
T-Pain. And then what happens?
They did the whole set, and then they do their whole, good night, Milwaukee, and they walk off stage, so we're like, all right, here comes the encore. You know the encore's coming, right?
Uh-huh.
They come back out, and they do like, I just had sex, and you're like, oh, this is great. And they did another song, and then they go, ladies and gentlemen, T-Pain!
Oh, my God!
T-Pain comes on stage, they do I Want a Boat. The crowd goes ballistic. It was incredible.
Crazy.
To watch them do that song with T-Pain on stage was freaking awesome.
Once in a lifetime.
And that was Friday night alone. Now, you went there on Saturday night, Gibbons.
I went there on Saturday night. My girlfriend goes, I love Jimmy Eat World. One of my favorite bands is Jimmy Eat World. Can we go see Jimmy Eat World? And I said, sure, there's some bands I want to see too. We didn't get to see the bands I got to see. Magically, we saw like one song from each of those bands. And then we get over to the U-Line stage, the new U-Line stage at Summerfest, which is amazing.
Yeah, it looks really cool.
It's all wooden, and it's all made of wood. Yeah. It looks like super duper upscale, but yeah. It's Summerfest. You're like, I feel like I should be in a hoity-toity thing here, but I'm just at Summerfest.
It's class, bro.
Dude, so it's 10 minutes before the show starts, right?
North End, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I get it, and we're in like the back of the crowd. I get a text from J-Matt, who does middays here on KISS, the show after hours. And he texts me, he goes, where are you at, dude? And I went, I'm at the U-Line stage at the back about to watch Jimmy Eat World. What's up? He goes, no, specifically, where are you? And I'm like, I'm next to this truck and the vendor over here, the food vendor. He goes, I'll be right there. Look for me. And J-Matt's 6'4", so you can see him over the crowd.
Yes.
And
he's got that Milwaukee's hashtag MKE hat.
And I see him, and then we lock eyes. And he walks over. Now it's 5 minutes before the show. He hands me two front row wristbands and goes, have fun, dude. Enjoy yourself. And I went, what? So then I seem like boyfriend of the year, even though J-Mac got the hookup, because we got to see my girlfriend's like favorite band,
from
Jimmy Eat World, from the very front row.
That's awesome.
And you forget, because they're a band who like I thought only had a couple of hits. But throughout their show, dude, it was an hour, 10-minute set. Every song was a hit.
You're like, great.
You forget how many great hits they had. Now, you and I, Riggs, we had fun at Summerfest, but I don't want to say we're veterans, but we're kind of used to it, where you stumble upon a ticket to this or a ticket to that, and you're up front at Summerfest.
Yeah.
But our intern over here, intern Fun Pants, was like the MVP of Summerfest, because she went. You went and saw, who'd you see last week? Which country artist was it at the amphitheater?
I saw Thomas Rhett.
Yeah.
Thomas Rhett.
On Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then on Thursday, I saw Lizzo and Griffin.
Uh-huh.
And then last night, I saw Zach Brown Band.
Now, Riggs. My cousin hits me up on Friday. My cousin, who happens to be in town, she goes, hey, do you know anybody who would like to see Zach Brown Band on Sunday at
Summerfest?
You're like,
hell yeah, our intern. Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, dude, our intern. She's like the queen of it. And my cousin goes, oh, well, if she would like the tickets, I'll sell them to her. So I say, hey, intern Fun Pants, you want these tickets? And she's like, oh, I'd like to buy them, but I got to work. So
I did have work.
And she goes, I'm going to pass. And I got all disappointed. Like, how are you going to pass? You're supposed to be young and going out there. But then,
and then I texted him yesterday or the day before.
Yep.
I think it was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And you're I was like, my friend texted me and has free tickets.
So not only does she get to go and at the time of her life, free tickets.
I saw Zach Brown Band for free.
You got free tickets to that show?
Yeah.
And bro, those tickets were going for like $200 a pop online.
Dude.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Thank you. I was having the time of my life.
Were they seats or were they out on the lawn?
They were on the lawn.
That's fine.
Which is the best place to watch the
show. I like the lawn more, I think.
Yeah, it's more of a party out there.
Yeah, you can get away with more if you know what I'm saying.
Yes, you can.
So, like, Riggs, once in a lifetime seeing Lonely Island front row with Jose Canseco.
And T-Pain, yes.
Me, once in a lifetime, the new stage, the U-Line stage, Jimmy Eat World front row.
Yeah.
But I think the star and the MVP is intern Fun Pants, who's, I mean... girl.
I'm going tomorrow, too. So.
Oh, my God.
You know what? Standing applause.
I am a concert freak.
Yes, clearly you are. Teach us your ways.
Oh,
yes. Wise one of getting free tickets, because we don't know how.
I have a 3-day pass.
Yeah.
I have 2 days left on that. I probably will only go tomorrow, though.
No, hold on. You cannot leave one day on your pass. You have to go another day.
You do.
You have to go a third day.
Or I'll sell it.
And now the interns are wheeling and dealing.
There you go. Oh, I like how that works. Yeah, it's an awesome weekend. So they're off today, then back tomorrow for Summerfest.
I figured in the day they had off, we would, you know, just talk about the fun times.
Exactly.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.